She tried to smile bravely for him. "I love him, Father. I truly, truly do. I love him as much as Queen Nereus loved Prince Aemon, the Dragon Knight, as much as Jonquil loves Sir Florian. I want to be his queen and have his babies."
"Sweet one," her father said gently, "listen to me. When you're old enough, I will make you a match with a high lord who's worthy of you, someone brave and gentle and strong. This match with Joffrey was a terrible mistake. That boy is no Prince Aemon, you must believe me."
"He is," Sansa insisted. "I don't want someone brave and gentle. I want him. We'll be ever so happy, just like in the songs, you'll see. I'll give him a son with golden hair, and one day he'll be the king of all the realm, the greatest king that ever was, as brave as the wolf and as proud as the lion."
Arya made a face.
"Not if Joffrey's his father," she said. "He's a liar and a craven, and anyhow, he's a stag, not a lion."
Sansa felt tears in her eyes.
"He is not. He's not the least bit like that old drunken king,"
she screamed at her sister, forgetting herself in her grief.
Father looked at her strangely. "Gods," he swore softly, "out of the mouths of babes."
He shouted for Septa Mordaine. To the girls he said, "I'm looking for a fast-trading galley to take you home.